I wonder what's coming up next.
Next. All right. So next we have, so this is a mind-bending situation, and it will be for many of you, especially those who live in the U.S. Our next two presenters are in the same room. I know. It's because Amy and Aaron are both in Australia, who've managed their COVID situation pretty well, and now they're at the Microsoft office, socially distanced still, but it's actually tomorrow where they are. It's Thursday.
What?
Thursday morning, yeah.
Is it better tomorrow than today?
Please say yes. Is the Bitcoin hack over tomorrow? So Amy and Aaron are joining us from Australia, and they're going to show us what I think is a demo that I've never seen before, I've never even thought of, which is how do you create a web app with PCF controls and then visualize the app, roll up all of the results and data into a model-driven power app.
Huh?
I have no idea. Yeah, I had no idea. No idea. I said, can you do that? They're like, yeah, of course you can do that. We're going to show you from tomorrow.
I have found that the more big words you string together in tech, the higher the paycheck.
Wow. That's what we've come up with. Yeah. But anyway, our next presenters are going to show us how JavaScript loves the Power Platform, which I did not think was possible, but apparently it is. Over to you, Amy and Aaron. We cannot wait to see this one.
The Sydney studio.
Oh, it looks like we are live.
We are live in the Sydney studio.
Hi, everyone, Amy. As you can see, we are socially distanced. There is a good at least meter and a half of toys and stickers and everything in between the two of us.
We also have our guidelines.
Yes, we have our guidelines on being socially distanced, and we have our hand sanitizer for what we're to make sure that we're responsible while we're here presenting. But you're not here just to see us banter on screen. You are here to learn about the Power Platform and the JavaScript, how JavaScript and the Power Platform can play together and make a really awesome story. But to kick off, let's just do some introductions of who we are and why you're listening to the two of us today. My name's Aaron Powell. I'm one of the cloud advocates here at Microsoft. You've been hearing from a bunch of my colleagues throughout the day on different aspects of Power Platform, but I'm a web developer. I don't have a lot of experience with Power Platform. In fact, this is some of the first time that I've had a chance to play with it. So I'm really excited to be joined by Amy Holden.
And conveniently, I am a Power Platform, a customer experience specialist. So we make quite a good pair. I'm also a business applications MVP, and I'm really excited to work with Aaron and get some dev and Power Platform magic together.
And like I said, I'm fairly new to this Power Platform stuff. And as Donna and Seth alluded to, I've been wanting to learn a bit more about how the community receives Power Platform and the things that they're doing with it. And as a developer, I was like, I can totally build something that can do this. So what I want to do is I want to look at all the tweets that people are putting out across this conference, across just the Power Platform hashtag in general, and do some machine learning with it. Because it's not a modern solution if I'm not putting some sort of machine learning in. So I've grabbed our Cognitive Services SDK here from Azure. I've created a couple of JavaScript functions. One which is going to look at the sentiment of the text. So this is doing sentiment analysis. So I get the tweet text that will come in. I'll pass it across to Cognitive Services, and it'll give me an indication of what's the sentiment of that tweet. Like, are people happy? Are they sad? Or is it a positive or negative bit of text? And a ranking of that. But I also want to understand what are the topics people talk about? Because my job as an advocate is to make sure that I know what people are really interested in so that I can help them. So to do that, I'm using another part of Cognitive Services called key phrase analysis.
Awesome.
And again, we're just doing this, like this is just using the JavaScript SDK. I'm just pulling it out and throwing some text at it. But I've got to get this Twitter data, and that is just, it's a pain for me because I've got to go out and find a node module that can do that for me, and there's going to be like hundreds that can do Twitter integration for me, and then I've got to make a Twitter app so I can get some API keys, and I've got to make sure my API keys don't get blocked because I want to keep running this long term, and all that sort of stuff, and this is just feeling like a lot more effort than it's really worth.
Oh, for sure. And you've completely lost me with all those words in my Power Platform world. But in the true style of Microsoft, there's actually there's a connector for that.
Oh, okay. So that's something that Power Platform can help me with?
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, why don't you show us?
Absolutely. So we've got something called Power Automate, which you may have already heard of. Okay. And it has heaps of pre-built connectors, over 300 already pre-built. And one of my personal favorites is Twitter. So currently, cool. I already have a Power Automate flow, which is going to pull some tweets based on a certain hashtag. So currently, I'm pulling tweets based on the Power Platform hashtag. And then I'm able to do quite a lot of transforming on this. So okay. I can do things like based on someone's profile, I can get out the longitude and latitude of their location that I can then plot on a map, on a visual later on. And I use Bing Maps connector for that. Again, another connector pre-built straight away.
Wait, hang on a sec. So you can get someone's location from their tweet, look it up on the maps, and get like a labeled location for that.
100%.
I'm sure that's something I could write in code, but that's like one connector you've got to add in. It's so simple, so much easier than the hundreds of lines of code that I'd end up writing to have to integrate with that API.
Exactly. So I've got some pretty cool stuff going on here already. And then I'm able to also, I've created these records in the common data service. So I can show it in a model-driven app. So business users can go and look at this data and do what they need to do on it as well.
Cool.
So
that's in Power Automate. How can I use that in a JavaScript application that I'm building here?
So I'd absolutely love to be able to send this through to you. And fortunately, there's a connector for that.
Oh, it sounds like there's a connector for pretty much everything.
Oh, yes. And if there's not, you can make your own.
Oh, awesome.
So let me show you how we can use the current flow, and I can push you up messages to an Azure queue that you can then consume and do the cognitive services magic with.
Azure queues, now you're talking my language, that's for sure.
There we go. We can talk together on this one. So as I said, there's always a queue for that. There's a connector for that. So if I come down to Azure queues, you can see there's a bunch of actions that I can trigger. And for this one, I'm going to put a message onto a queue that you've prepared for me. In the spirit of true magic and demo magic, there's already a queue there for me. And what I'm going to do is drop in this lovely piece of code, which is going to become incredibly delightfully visual. So for someone who doesn't code, it's quite impressive because I can find my way through this and read it. Let me just make that disappear. Not like that. Oh, heck. 1 second.
Where did it go?
It's over there here. It is. There we go. And now you can see it's filled in all the variables for us. I'm going to send you my longitude, my latitude, all the variables you need straight into your queue.
Cool. And that's coming in as JSON data. And what I've been doing while you've been setting up that Power Automate for me is I've created an Azure function that can consume that. So I've got an Azure function here. It's got a binding against, so an input trigger binding, which is going to be looking at that queue that you're dropping a message in. Whenever that comes in, I'm then going to pull that out. And then I want to store that data in a Cosmos DB instance that I've got so that I can build my web application over the top of it. So let's have a look at how that looks then in the code. I've done this in TypeScript. So I've got some type information that represents that JSON payload that you're sending through, or at least the current fields that I'm using out of that JSON payload. And you see there's the tweet text. There's an ID so that we can know that this is the message that you sent me. And if I needed to look back up into the common data service, I could probably do that. The location information, all sorts of stuff. And then this is just a standard Azure function. So if you've done Azure functions before from a development standpoint, this is probably fairly familiar to you. We've got our input that's come in. I'm just doing some cleanup of the data. We found that the tweets that might have multiple lines over them, they're not playing so well with JSON. So we just do some cleanup of that so that it can parse nicely. And we do our lovely error handling of just writing that out to the console. And no one will need to worry about what those errors really were. I then get back my API keys for cognitive services that I just have as environment variables. So these are deployed into the app service for functions as variables, create our connection to cognitive services, and then call those two functions that I created before. And then with that, it will then write those out as output bindings to our Cosmos DB as the sentiment doc and the key phrase doc, which are defined in my functions JSON. And with a bit of luck, if we run this, we can start getting
Wow, that's awesome.
A web application So this is a web application I've got. It's just running a little bit of React code. It's pulling that data back out of Cosmos DB, and I'm creating then a tag cloud, because it would be DevRel if we weren't creating a tag cloud of some sort. And we can see these are the key topics that people are talking about for Cognitive, for Power Platform. I mean, obviously, Power Platform is coming up quite a lot, as we can see. Yeah, we would really hope that the people are talking about Power Platform also talk about the Power Platform. But we can see things like Dynamics, which I understand is a really common
use case. Huge part of the Power Platform.
But
it's not the only one. So we've also, I think, got Office 365 on there.
Yep.
It kind of covers everything. It just shows how big and wide and broad the Power Platform is. And of course, Microsoft Teams, the core of everything.
Exactly. So this then gives me a great starting point where I can look at this and go, oh, cool. I know the topics that people are talking about and how that I can best help people out there. Although I do see that Donna is popping up as one of the key phrases around the Power Platform. I'm not sure how I can help people with Donna. I think I'll leave that one for her to do herself.
She's a Power Platform legend.
Exactly. She is. But this is just, like I said, a web application. And I've got this deployed as an Azure Static website, so there's no real magic behind the scenes. It's just an Azure queue that you're popping a message into, and then I'm consuming and all that sort of fun things. So let's just jump back over to our slides. Wait, do the quick magic of it, and then let's just kind of do a recap of it, because I think we might have something else that we can do with this. But let's just make sure that we did cover off everything that we thought we were going to cover off there. So we looked at how we could take a bit of code that I had that I wanted to be able to consume data from an external feed. Yeah. And you showed us, Amy, how we could do that with Power Automate.
Definitely.
And set up a trigger that can automatically push across to a queue. So you said the connectors are like, they're the cornerstone of Power Automate. So are they for just like pushing stuff across to like a queue or to some kind of a source or connectors for other things?
So connectors can do, they can be triggers and they can also be actions. So a trigger is when I could maybe start a flow from something happening. And an action is what we just went through, where you can make something happen when your flow is running.
Okay, excellent. And yeah, as you said, you can do your own custom connectors if you don't have something already built out of the 300 old connectors that exist to support the kind of problems that you have. And I believe there was a session earlier today in the Powerful Devs conference that actually covered off how you can do custom connectors. So you should go check that session out if you want to learn a bit more about it.
Definitely.
And then we took that data that you were sending into an Azure queue, and I modified my little code base that was already capable of working with cognitive services and doing machine learning to then consume the data out of that queue using Azure Functions, because Azure Functions can just be connected straight into a queue. It's really simple to do that. And we had that all tied together with Cognitive Services as our backend to do sentiment analysis, to give us the insights that we're looking for from our application. And then finally, we're writing all this data back out to Cosmos DB. Yep. So this is the sort of flow that we have. It starts with Twitter, it goes into Power Automate, to queues, to our machine learning brain that is then going to Cosmos DB and out to an Azure website. But at the same time, you're actually doing something to enrich the common data service with the Twitter information, and you're pushing it out into an application. So what are you doing with that application?
Yeah. So this model-driven app is useful for business users to be able to monitor their social media.
Okay.
But what would be even better is if they could also get the sentiment back into that.
Oh, so I've done the hard work of machine learning all this data. Now you want it back into your application?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, let's have a look at how we could do that. I mean, given that you're able to send me data on an Azure queue, maybe I can send you an Azure queue in return.
Absolutely.
So let's just have a look back into our code base. And again, through the magic of television, we've actually already set some of this up. So what I'm doing is I have added another output binding to our Azure function, which is an output queue. So what this means is that inside of my Azure function, I can create a new message, basically a new JSON payload. I can pop that as some output from this, which will go into an Azure queue that can be consumed by, I'm guessing, a connector.
Of course we can. So we're going to use the same connector, the same Azure queue connector, But this time we're going to use the queue as a trigger instead.
Okay, cool. So this is what it just looks like lastly in the code. So I've got the key phrases that have come back from cognitive services. I'm going to put that in there for you.
Great.
The sentiment label, so this is whether it was a positive, neutral, or a negative sentiment on the tweet.
Awesome.
And then a rating of that sentiment. So what percentage weighting was those different sentiment labels given? If it was a positive one, we're going to expect a very high positive rating and a very low negative rating and a very low neutral rating. So that's just kind of, like, that sounds like the sort of data that we're useful for.
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Hit so let's jump back over to your screen and have a look at how that works.
So how would we create this? So we're going to create a new flow, and we're going to do an automated flow which triggers when there's messages in a queue, which we've conveniently prepared. So.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that makes the most sense. If we're putting it in the queue, you want it to trigger from that
exactly.
queue.
Exactly. And that trigger is pre-built. All I've got to do, I've built my connection in. I say what queue I want to pull it from, and then I can go and do whatever I want. In the essence of time and you demos going wrong, here's one I prepared earlier. And basically, all we're going to do is we're going to pull out the message from that queue.
Yep.
And we're going to take it through, pass the JSON message with our key phrases in, because obviously we've got multiple records within that chunk, and then we're basically going to transform it all and push it into CDS.
So because I sent you a JSON payload, there's a connector that can convert that into variables that are usable with inside of the flow.
100%.
Of course, there's a connector for that.
Absolutely.
So I'm interested though, you said that because we get a collection of key phrases, so how do you work with each individual one of those?
So again, it's very simple English. We do an apply to each. So for each item in the JSON, I'm going to create a record in CDS called key phrases, which I will show you.
Okay.
And then I will link it to the tweet.
Wow. Okay. So this is also why that ID that you passed me in the original message is usual, because I can send that back to you so you can then relate the new incoming message
exactly.
and update that existing data in the common data service.
Yeah. So let's go. So finally, the last thing I do, obviously, is to delete the message from the queue so then it doesn't keep coming back.
Yep.
So I send a nice simple message just saying, take that out your queue, I've dealt with it. And let's see where it goes in CDS.
That's a good tip, because with queue management, you want to make sure that you don't process that message multiple times. So once you've done with it, you want to delete it so
exactly.
no one else picks up.
It's going to keep coming through to my Power Automate, it's going to jam my flows, and I'm going to be over my API limit before I know it.
Yeah, and it's probably going to end up costing you a lot more money.
Oh gosh, yes. So let's have a look. So this is a model-driven app, and the back end of a model-driven app is the common data service, which is where we've been sending all this data.
Okay.
And the idea of a model-driven app is it's quite good for complex business processes. It's easy for a business user to use. It's probably, if anyone's had experience with Dynamics 365, it looks very, very similar.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I can, I guess, work out sort of what's here. I haven't actually worked with Dynamics, so I'm not quite sure. And this is where the value of the Power Platform comes in, is that I don't have to know how this works. We can leverage each other's skill sets really nicely.
100%. So you can see here we've got all our tweets coming through. So some are retweets, some are actual tweets, and we're able to pull in the sentiment analysis that we've done. Whether it's a tweet, we've got our location if people have got it. So let's have a look at one of them in particular. And this is all coming through based on the tweet. And then we've also got on the side here our key phrases for that certain tweet.
Cool. And I can see this being really useful for a business user, because they could then, if it was monitoring their social media accounts for their company, they can then have that related to it and, you know, see what kind of things customers are talking about.
Absolutely. So we can also pull this together in a nice simple dashboard.
That's even more readable.
Pretty simple suite analytics around what's the sentiment, what's been mentioned recently on the current day, just kind of what's going on. But obviously, I think this kind of needs something else.
Does it? You're going to want that web application that I built so that we can see the tag cloud, aren't you?
It's not a dashboard without a tag cloud.
true, it is.
So let me show you how I can easily use the web app that you've hosted for me, and I can embed it in a dashboard. So I'm going to stick in, it's called an iframe. I'm going to take the URL, which you kindly shared with us. I don't want to restrict my cost framing. Drop my URL in. We'll call it Tweet Cloud. Good suggestion. And we're going to drop that in there. So then all I've got to do is just make it a bit bigger. Drop it up to the top because it's the coolest. And we can save that. And then same model-driven app, different dashboard.
We do a drum roll as it does the data fetching. I hope that we've hope that everything has worked well enough with the demo gods demo that we're going to be right.
We've got this. Hey.
Look at that. And we have our tag cloud appearing with inside a model-driven app.
As you see it, and we've got the full dashboard as well, so you've got all your other analytics there as well. All in one beautiful place for your delighted business user.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's just go back and do that recap again of what we built, because there was a lot of stuff that we did in a very short period of time. We started with our application in Azure Functions and extended that to, I'm on the wrong slide. So let me just jump forward to the correct slide.
This one.
So we extended it so that we could push out our stuff from the Azure Functions across to the queue in Azure Queues. And again, like, this is something that is super easy to do from a development standpoint. I can write an Azure function that talks to queues really easily. And then we can also use Power Automate to consume that queue. Just the same way as we would consume the Twitter hashtag in the first one, or if we were working with, I guess, any other connector that has a trigger operation.
Exactly.
We then updated the model-driven application to use the new data set that we're getting back from Azure. We're adding that cognitive services insights into the common data service so that it was able to enrich the data that we already had.
Yes.
Something that was, it was easy to do that data enrichment and generation of that additional information outside of Power Automate, and then we just send it back.
100%.
We could then display that new data inside of a model-driven app, both in that table format, so we're just looking through the common data service, or building out some cool dashboards that you can have a look at that. So we could see that, you know, that might be combining with, you know, any other metrics that are of relevance with inside of your organization. We've just combined that with CDS. And then finally, we can make me as a developer feel like I understand how to build for Dynamics and for the Power Platform by just embedding an existing web application.
And that's something that I couldn't have done with just the model-driven app. Like, there is no Tag Cloud functionality. So without that, Tag Cloud could never be there.
Yeah, which is, and this really helps us leverage both of our skill sets, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to build for model-driven applications or build for Dynamics. It's just never something that I've worked out how to do. But it doesn't mean that I can't still build something that can be used in that space.
Absolutely. And I definitely can't build an Azure function for you, but that's why you're here.
and I think that really shows the power of these two platforms working together. It's not that, you know, you have to be a developer that can do everything, or you have to be a Power user that can do everything. We can lean on each other's skill sets really quite well and build out the sorts of applications that we're hoping to build in a nice, smooth, seamless way, integrate them together, and give people what they need at the end of the day, because that's really what it's all about. And that comes to the end of what we wanted to share with you as the audience today. My name is Aaron Powell. I'm available on a bunch of social media locations. You can see my details there. And it's been my pleasure having Amy here giving us a tour of the Power Platform, showing me some of the things that I had no idea that I could do as easily as I can do them now. So I'm really excited to go away and start playing with Power Platform.
And thank you for your amazing Azure Cognitive Services Power in my app. It's amazing.
Yeah, and so we're going to head over to the Dev2 AMA. We'll be hanging out there for about half an hour or so if people have got any questions. I'm going to share some of the links that of the things that we covered today around the different connectors. Well, maybe Amy will share the connectors because I'll have to Google them first otherwise.
I can share those out, no worries.
And I'll share some of the stuff around cognitive services and Azure Functions that we've done. And I hope that everyone's enjoyed that. I hope you've learned something. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the event throughout today. It's been our pleasure. And we'll see you at Dev2.
Thanks very much, guys.